Module 8. Recording 4.
What you have to remember is that the desert, any true desert, is an amazingly beautiful, amazingly spiritual place. It's also an extremely dangerous place, and every year we have several cases where people, usually tourists, have serious problems in the desert and have to be rescued. And if people just use a bit of common sense and follow a few basic rules for survival, this could so easily be avoided. I think the first thing is, if you decide to go into the desert for whatever reason, just let one or two people know where and when you're going and when you expect to get back. That way, if something does go wrong, people will know where to start looking. There's not really much chance of finding you if we don't know where to look. And never, ever go into the desert alone. As for things you should take, well, there's just one word, which is water. You must be sure to take plenty of water. And by plenty, I mean at least 2 litres per person per day. In the desert, there really is no such thing as too much water. And definitely no alcohol, not even a cold beer. That will dry you out and make you even thirstier. Check you've enough spare fuel for your vehicle, at least 20 litres. As for the equipment you should take, well, of course, a map and a compass, preferably a couple of maps. And be sure to take a small first aid kit with a pair of scissors, some bandages, and a sharp knife. And take some matches so you can start a fire if need be. You can experience extremes of climate in the desert, so you'll need to have lots of sunscreen if you don't want a bad case of sunburn. On the other hand, the temperature drops dramatically at night. Actually, more people die from the cold than from the heat, and very often people don't take any warm clothes to put on at night. But you'll need them.